accountability back into the lap of the administration, not into our laps or our pockets.
This is crazy for me because I don't understand how people can be so close-minded about trying to take care of people. I mean, so
they're kids, though. That's the thing. At the end of the day, they're still kids.
Joining us now is Derek McCree, Senior Vice President of Wolverine Human Services. Derek, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Wolverine Human Services is the organization that owns and operates the facility in Vassar where some of these kids could be housed. Where do things stand with that contract?
The contract is still under consideration of the Office of Refugee Resettlement. The contracting company that we're working with is Heartland Alliance out of Chicago, Illinois, and they have been providing services to these children for the past 19 years. They have approximately 500 beds that they service, and they, because of the humanitarian crisis at the national level, have reached out to other providers, particularly in Michigan, to ask if there were available beds that we could utilize to help out with this humanitarian crisis. And we responded to that inquiry and are in the negotiation piece of that now. So it's still pending.
We know about 60 kids could potentially come to this facility, and they'd be staying for about a month. What kinds of services will be provided for them?
The services that we would provide are essential basic shelter services, and we would provide medical care. We would also provide education by way of ESL, English as a secondary language. We would provide trauma counseling, individual and group, recreation, things of that nature, and a major emphasis on life skills, proper etiquette, how to adapt to some of the customs within our country. And in the process of the services that we provide, the company we're working with, Heartland, they would be providing the reunification piece. So they're going to seek a relative within the United States that the child could stay with temporarily until such time as they go through the immigration court process. If a family member is not found, then there are foster homes, foster parents across the United States that provide services to these children and are willing to take them into their home.
You heard one of the people in our introduction talk about the cost for this coming out of Vassar's pocket. Where would the money for this stay come from?
Okay, we are being told, because this is our first time going through this process, so when I say we're being told, we're kind of being educated through the process, that all of the funding for the program comes from federal dollars. So it is taxpayers' money, not Michigan tax-based access.
We've been reporting on some of the protests that have occurred in Vassar in response to these kids potentially coming to that community. There have also been public hearings about it. What are you hearing from the community?
Okay, so we have started to receive numerous emails, some of which are not necessarily in support, and most of which at this point are all supportive. People that are interested in donating, people that are interested in adopting if possible, people that want to volunteer their time. And there's a small group of protesters that are bringing their concerns to the community and letting folks know that this shouldn't happen in their backyard. I'm using their term. For example, there was a protest the other day, I believe it was Monday afternoon, and there were about 40-plus protesters. And the local chief police and some of the local leadership that were around to monitor what was going on indicated to me that of that 40-plus protest group, only two of those folks were from the city of Vassar. So the vast majority of the folks that are coming in are from surrounding communities or other parts of the state of Michigan that are coming in to voice their concerns and speak against this. So what we would say to folks is that the Vassar community, we believe that we've been partners with for the past 22 years, has been very supportive, not necessarily all supportive, but been very supportive from the majority standpoint of us moving forward with this.
What do you think people should understand about these young people and about their presence in Vassar and what it could mean for that community?
Okay. Well, first of all, we're talking about children that are escaping harm's way. You know, we're going to face adversity at times when we make unpopular decisions. And we want the community to know that these are children that are in need of service, not hardened criminals, not folks that are coming in here to invade and take over our country, but kids that want to get away from adverse circumstances.
Derek McCree is Senior Vice President of Wolverine Human Services. Derek, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.